Really sad to see this. We had our first elimination on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I thought he was going to last the distance. Dilruk Jayasinghe joins me right now, the first eliminated celebrity. Mate, how does it feel to get booted off TV?
Oh, mate, it is it's such a tough feeling to get in. I'm absolutely shattered to have left so early, but on the other hand, you know, it just gives me access to, a comfy bed and a warm shower, which, believe it or not, just proper dummies. So, you know, it's a really bittersweet situation. I would have definitely loved to have stuck around for a bit longer, but it's also, you know, there can only be one first, so I'm happy to take that title.
True, and plus, you get to be the first one to spill all the tea.
Yeah, exactly. I can give you all the inside information you need before anyone else and get on the front foot of all that gossip.
I love that. Before we get to that, mate, I know over the past few years you've really gotten into your fitness and healthy eating. How did you think you were going to go into the jungle? Did you do better or worse than you thought you'd manage?
I thought I managed better than I think I went better than I thought I was going to go. I was quite wary of the, food issues, like in terms of, you know, less food and also, you know, the sleeping arrangements and the creepy crawlies, because I'm someone who never camped. I'm someone who's, you know, everything of the whole show, every aspect of it scared the crap out of me. So I was really fearful of which one's going to make me come undone. But I was pretty chuffed with how I tracked, to be honest, and kind of wanted to make sure I had fun every step of the way, and pretty much I could say I did that 95% of the time.
Now let's talk goss. Outside of the jungle, a lot of people are feeling like the Charlotte Ryan thing is completely fake.
Right.
Can you tell
us? I'm starting to get the vibe that this.
But,
yeah, go. What do you want to know, sir?
Is it fake? Is it real? What the hell's going on?
Well, I was caught in between the two of them, you know, for the first 10 days or so. I was in my bed was between Charlotte and Ryan, so I can absolutely vouch that it was real and it was annoying. it was happening right over me. So I actually bartered my bed. I swapped beds with Ryan, and I said, I'll give you my bed if you let me have, you know, your meat protein for the night. So he gave me his full allocation of warthog one night, and I swapped beds with him just so that the two of them can be closer together. Everybody wanting that situation.
We haven't seen too much. We've just seen a bit of flirting. What was the furthest that relationship's gone? Can you tell us?
Oh, I mean, what time is it for you? I don't know whether this is a suitable time slot to be revealing those kind of details, is it?
Can you use metaphors?
Well, in baseball terms, we'll probably call it first base.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. I won't delve any further. I'll let you be a gentleman about that, considering it's not even your relationship.
Yeah.
But hopefully you can get to a bed ASAP and relax. But, Dilruk, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My absolute pleasure, Sam. Take care.